for an adult audience. Loveline may contain sexually oriented content. Listener discretion is advised.
Loveline with Adam Carolla and Dr. Drew.
Hey, buddy.
The Loveline. I'm Adam Carolla. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Dr. Drew, board certified physician, addiction medicine specialist. Ethan Embry and Peter Facinelli both here tonight from the new movie Stealing Time, which is coming out tomorrow. And this movie has Jennifer Garner in it. That's cool.
Like a little bit.
Very little.
Like she got cut out.
But that's
she's
fine.
She's in it for a second.
Because like, I remember when Farrah Fawcett was really hot and Channel 5 would rerun Logan's Run. And they'd say, starring cool. Farrah Fawcett. And she was in the movie for like 4 seconds. But that's what you do. You get a big name in there. Not that you guys aren't.
And Peter worked with Bill Bellamy.
Big names. Yeah. Oh, Fastlane.
He's not in it at all. He's not in Stealing Time.
I'll tell you, I love that Fastlane.
Way to go, B.
There he is. Way to go, P. I love that Fastlane because they had a GT40, a Golf GT40 in the first episode.
That was fun to drive.
And then they flipped it. But I noticed
it was just a shell.
Yeah, as it was flipping in slow motion, I kept TiVoing and going nuts and noticed the exhaust wasn't right on it. So I was drunk, but I still went insane.
We had mushrooms at the time?
No, not that time.
That's a beautiful car.
Yes.
And
yes.
They let me drive it around the track. It was insane.
They let you drive. It was a replica, right?
The replica, yeah.
Hey, but the replicas are $125,000.
Yeah.
You know, some monocoque
chassis. They did have one autographed one that was a real one that they actually they used for some of the shots.
Really?
Stunt double actually drove that one around. He drove that one around with me.
Bitching, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. I'm going to stop talking about the GT40 and that Fastlane. But I do miss Fastlane. I love that show.
Well, thank you.
And So let's talk about the movie. What's it about? How's it work? What's going on?
You want to take this one, Peter?
No,
you go ahead. After you.
It's four friends out of college, and basically they're all eager to like get their lives started, and they realize that their lives aren't going that well, and my character ends up finding out that he has a brain tumor, and he doesn't have much time to live. So all these hopes and dreams that he had, all these plans of doing, actually gets cut short, and he has a very small amount of time to do the things that he wants to do. So his shortcut of doing these things is actually robbing a bank. So he tries to convince his other three friends
who aren't dying
to rob a bank, although they don't know that he's dying, so they just think he's crazy.
Right.
But then when he convinces them that that their lives are crap, you know, it all starts
like a good friend usually does.
You know, I put up a pretty good argument.
I do. Once in a while, you see a movie that inspires you.
Yeah.
Like, you just start thinking, why you... Oh, Drew, there's an ant on your shoulder.
Yeah.
And by the way, I don't know if it's the same ant. Well, it's not anymore because I just crushed it.
There was one here last night.
Crushed it with my powerful hands. Yeah. But, Yeah. They can lift 7,000 times their own weight. I can still crush them I kill them with a shampoo bottle. Big deal. I'm not impressed. If 7,000 times your own weight is the weight of a Q-tip, not impressed. That's the way I work. But here's the thing. And does anyone ever really document that? Everyone, oh, ants are
so
strong.
You should do a study on that.
Yeah, look into those ants. There was a single ant. There was a single ant crawling on my coffee mug
last night.
Yeah. Two nights ago. Yeah. And then last night there was a single ant on my right shoulder, just the same as it was on your right shoulder.
They have something called Raid now. It's in a can, and you can just spray it.
I know.
We don't have to crush them with your bare fingers anymore.
I can, though. I'm so powerful.
You've got that kung fu grip?
I got my ass kicked by a moth once, but other than that, I've never lost to an insect.
But that was Mothra. If you be serious.
That's true. I was thinking about Mothra the other day, and I thought, you chaps couldn't come up with a better villain than a moth? It's a giant moth. Everyone's scared of moths. Everyone's scared they're going to swallow it, but they're not scared it's going to kill them. Yeah, ever heard of Mothra?
No.
You guys don't know Mothra. You're too young to know Mothra. Drew, you know Mothra.
Of course.
You just got to point a big light somewhere.
It'll
attract it. It'll start beating its head into the light.
We must build a porch light that's 70 stories high.
And then there was the turtle.
That was Rodan.
Okay, what you guys are losing us now.
All right, let me explain something. You know Godzilla, right?
We know Godzilla. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Godzilla.
With Matthew Broderick, right?
Godzilla had to, after a while, Godzilla had to fight, well, he fought Mothra, which is a big flying moth, and then he fought Rodan, which was a turtle that spun around.
He fought a dinosaur at one point, too. Remember that one?
Well, there were the gargantuans.
That ankylosaurus kind of thing with the tails whipping it.
Yeah.
This is all one movie, or is this the whole chain
of...
No,
genre, yeah.
This is like Godzilla 1 through 50s.
This is the evolution of Godzilla. Oh, yeah. And then eventually, that Godzuki, his son, was introduced.
Was Godzuki born, or was he like in a pouch?
See,
like a kangaroo.
That's the whole thing. Like,
was there like a Godzuki hanging out of a pouch?
It's like Ted. I was waiting for Ted McGinley to make an appearance on Godzilla eventually, which is like they have to keep going. They have to start spinning the stories off into love triangles and a son we never heard of. And like, who the hell is Godzilla's son? Was he humping another Godzilla? Like, how do you get a son? He didn't have a wife or anything. You know, there's no Mrs. Zilla. Well, anyway, you guys should see Godzuki. I'm going to find
this,
you guys.
This is always my favorite part of the show, because there's some guy in Minnesota who's been on hold for 2 hours wondering why he has oozing lumps on his penis, and you guys are here talking about it's
Godzuki.
Beautiful. Yeah, it's gorgeous.
I'm going to find you guys Rodan and Godzuki and Mothra during the break.
All right.
Okay.
On the computer.
Go
find it on the computer.
Right now.
I'd like to see pictures of Godzuki.
I'll tell you something.
Do you have any in your wallet?
Do you know? I have some in my car. I could run out and get those. You know Chris Carter, the wideout?
X-Files, right?
No, different Chris Carter. This one's the wideout for, used to be for Minnesota for a long time. Now he's on Inside the NFL. Hall of Fame? Wide receiver?
I know.
Chris Carter?
Mm.
Okay. Don't you guys got to get back in your bubble at some point? Yeah, I mean, all the stimulation, all the information, the light, the germs. Don't you guys need to get back in the cocoon?
He was right there with Rice.
I knew one Chris Carter.
You're right. That's that. Hey, all right, I'm going to show you that Chris Carter looks like Godzuki. That's my point.
Okay.
I'm going to show you a guy you never heard of looks like something
that
you've
never heard of.
Okay. And it's going to be impressive. All right. This is why I couldn't get laid, by the way. This was every day to everyone. Godzuki? No, I don't know Godzuki. Pablo?
Yeah.
You're 15.
Yeah, I was just wondering why. When I whack off, you know, just to a girl in school, you know, she usually just stares at me when I go, and she just questions me, why am I doing it to her? But
what?
Do you know Godzuki?
Pablo,
it'll cure all your problems.
Is this while you're at school, or is this after school?
This is after school when I'm home, you know.
This is bogus.
No, seriously, I mean, they just...
He sounds sincere.
Sounds retarded, but that's not the same as sincere. Yeah.
Pablo, tell what is your question exactly?
Well,
state it again.
I want to know if girls know when a guy is whacking off to them.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
If you stare at them.
No, they don't. How would they know that?
No, well, it's like a mother knows when a child is in trouble.
How would they know that? Like rabbits, yes.
Well, I mean, I've done it before, but, you know.
How would they know, Pablo? Come on.
They will stare at me, you know.
How would they know?
Like staring at me. You know.
How do they? What do you mean they stare at you? Where are they?
Watching you?
They would know if they're in the room.
Are you on any medication or anything, Pablo?
Yeah.
What medication?
I forgot the name.
He's an idiot.
I don't know the name. Well, I take it, but I don't know the name.
All right. Do you ever have, like, Zyprexa? Are you on Zyprexa?
Yeah.
It's Zyprexa?
Yeah.
Okay. So you tend to get ideas about people thinking about you or the TV talking to you, things like that.
Oh.
I don't know what's wrong with this phone. It's our phone system screwed up, but... You think Pablo's for real, and Pablo's really picturing
He's
this
psychotic,
stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah, and he thinks...
Those are ideas of reference.
That when he beats off,
thinking
when he goes to school the next day, they somehow know.
Like they can hear his thoughts.
He's just Catholic and he has like Catholic guilt. and he's sitting in the corner and he's looking at the girl and she's glancing at him and he's like,
he wouldn't be
knows.
Pablo's a Jewish name. There's no Catholic with Pablo. That's Jewish.
No!
Yes. He wouldn't be on Zyprexa for guilt.
Godzuki, Jewish name, Catholic
Pablo
name.
Pablo and his brother Jesus.
Yeah.
Pablo.
Huh?
Are you there?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, do you get ideas like that where you think people can hear your thoughts or the TV's speaking directly to you, things like that?
Well, I mean, I don't know, but you know, I don't know if I'm paranoid or not.
Well, it's kind of a paranoia, yeah.
Medication adjustment.
And the medicine is right, and keep taking it and talk to the doctor about these ideas you have, these feelings you have. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Because that medication will actually take those away.
Believe me, they don't know. They don't know.
Are you Catholic, Pablo?
If they knew, Adam would be. Yeah. Imagine the arrest record.
You imagine?
Huh?
Okay, my sister's friends would just.
I'm Catholic. I have Catholic guilt.
There'd be like a class action lawsuit against.
Oh, all your girls, your sister's friends, all the kids in North Hollywood.
They beat off to me 17,000 times. That's a lawsuit, isn't it?
Yeah, it's pain.
It's class action.
Pain
right? Yeah. All right. We haven't talked to anyone like Pablo in a while.
Psychotic. Not so clearly so, yeah.
Mm. Yeah. What do you do with a guy like that? You just watch him?
Medicine?
Yeah. And watch?
Yeah.
Hey, but good times, right?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Alex?
Yes.
You're 21?
Yeah. Well, first of all, it's a pleasure to talk to you all, and I do know about all the Godzilla movies. My favorite is Megalon, where they drive that little Ford Festiva import car down like 20,000 steps.
Do you know Mothra?
I know Mothra, yeah.
Okay.
Personally?
You know Mothra. Have you been to Godzuki? Do you know Godzuki?
I know of, but I haven't really sat down and watched them. And I'm only 21. How old are your guests on the show?
Older.
14 and 15. Godzuki blows smoke rings. You know, he doesn't have fire. He can only come up with smoke rings.
Right.
And you know Rodan, the turtle?
Yeah.
I'll tell you, because no bigger nightmare than a turtle
with jet
and a moth pairing up. You know what I mean? That's a nightmare. You got a turtle and a moth coming after you?
End of the world.
End of the world.
What kind of weapon is smoke rings?
Is
that like Aquaman? He has no powers.
He can
swim with fish.
As we've learned from Rob Reiner, secondhand smoke, first-rate killer. 50-something thousand Americans dying.
He's killing them slowly.
As a doctor.
Every minute.
Mm-hmm. 50, thousands and thousands of Americans dying from secondhand
cigarettes
smoke.
It's a form of suicide.
First-rate killer. First-rate killer. It's like committing suicide over a 60-year period. All right. Alex?
Yes.
All right. So you have PTSD?
Yeah, I was just diagnosed with combat-related PTSD.
That's a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
And you were in Iraq?
Yes, I was.
What were you doing over there?
Well, it's a long, mixed-up story. Mostly, like, infantry stuff.
Infantry?
Right.
He said infantry and inventory.
It sounded like
made
inventory,
it into one word.
Yeah.
Which wouldn't be a bad troop to be. A little shooting, a little stacking.
Stocking the shelves.
Stock some shelves, shoot some Iraqis.
Were you in heavy combat?
Not so much heavy, but we were involved in shootings and stuff like that. There were a
combat
few things
period.
That went
on.
My question is, I'm on a bunch of different medications now that my doctor's experimenting with, and the thing that they're saying is that I should stop drinking altogether. I turned 21 in Iraq, and so, you know, I'm 21. I like to go out and have a few brewskis with the guys, but one doctor says that anything that I drink is going to be abusing alcohol, and the other one says that it's going to have adverse reactions. It's like whoever I talk to, there's different responses.
They're all telling you not to do it.
Right.
That's right.
Not just don't do it. They're saying completely no. You know, if I ask,
Drew's going to complete the trifecta by telling you not to drink.
Let me try a different angle with you. Is there alcoholism in your family?
It's possible that it's on my dad's side. I've never heard yay or nay on it.
So if you also have that gene, one of the great ways to activate the disorder, if you're genetically prone, is a post-traumatic stress disorder.
Right.
That's sort of a combo.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Hey, listen, can you get booze in Iraq?
Not officially, but
all right.
They don't have Iraqi beer?
So I'm interested in what medicine's on, but it's all right.
You want to know? It's going to take a while to get it out of me. He's one of these big breathy guys, but every time he asks someone, and we talk to these people all night, every time you ask them a question, you think they're going to break into song. You know where you go, like, can you get beer? Let me tell you a story. But then it doesn't go anywhere. So everyone who calls the show is Bob Dylan. What medication are you on, Alex?
I'm on Zyprexa, sertraline, tenolol, and trazodone.
All right. That's a pretty interesting combo. You're pretty strung out, pretty wired up, huh?
Yeah.
All right. So, Alex, God bless you for going over there and doing the Lord's work. Not Allah's work, the Lord's work. You hear me, Allah? And listen to your doctors, listen to Drew, and the booze.
Booze, maybe
it's not going to be a good way for you to go.
It will definitely interact with those medication, and it could be the start of something really serious.
You save the booze for me and Mothra. All right, let's. We got to talk to a chick. Oh my God!
You want that?
That's a horrible call. Abducted and beaten by gangsters.
Oh my God!
I want some big jug calls. By the way, who do I got to blow to get a big jug call on this goddamn show? Every night I beg for some big jug calls. I never get any. Drew, how many big
Don't
jug
worry,
calls?
They're not hearing you now either. So
I know, but how many big jug calls have we got in the last year? Three?
Yeah.
It used to rain big jug calls on this show.
Minka, you sort of.
You guys know Minka?
No.
Number one Asian big boob queen.
Number one Asian big boob queen.
She knows Mothra and Godzuki.
Godzuki's.
You know she knows Godzuki.
Her relative to Godzuki.
She's probably made a movie or two
with
him.
She used to play tennis.
She used to.
Don't play tennis no more.
Oh, Anderson. God bless you.
Drew. Who is number one?
Drew Minka's number one. All right.
Take Laura. Yeah.
You want to go too?
No.
All right. Laura?
Yes.
What's up? You're 21, yeah.
21. Gotcha. I got to say, I love you guys to death. You're great.
Thank you. Thank you.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Georgia.
Where?
Carrollton.
Atlanta area?
Carrollton. Yeah. It's about 30 miles or 30 minutes outside of it. It's the State University of West Georgia.
Oh, nice. Mm-hmm. What's going on?
Yeah. Okay, so here's my question. I've been dating my boyfriend for about a month now, and when he gets sexually aroused, he starts producing lubrication, and it's pretty much like pre-cum.
No. Wait,
that's what that is.
That's what that is, yeah. Yeah.
Well, it's,
guys don't lubricate. Prostatic secretions serve the function of lubrication, but that's semen, basically.
You can get pregnant from it.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yes,
yeah.
You could.
Yeah. Well, we don't have a problem.
Bitter tasting, too.
But yeah. It's like immediately. I mean, he has an erection, and it's immediate.
He's got a weak gasket, I guess, Adam.
Yeah. Well, that's him. How old is he?
He's 18.
Who? He's 18. You're 21?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Good times, huh?
Yeah, that's what you do when you're 18. He's probably surprised someone is touching him. It's exciting. Are you his first girl?
No. I think I'm number four.
Mm-hmm. All right. And is this going to last? It's kind of weird. You're 21 and 18. Like, you know, 21-year-old girls date 27-year-old guys. I mean, you're not you're not 3 years off. You're like 10 years off. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I know.
It's
good times. Yeah. It's fine.
He's a mature 18, and he's a good guy. So
All right.
We give it our seal of approval. So what's your question about it, about his gasket?
Well, I was just wondering how normal it is. And on a side note, if...
That's pretty normal.
You know, he dries up a little bit. He can actually, like, tense his muscles and force more to come out.
Some guys really leak. It's like they will put out the equivalent of an ejaculate in the
pre-cum. Over the course of that time.
Yes,
that's a class move, up from a date and you get a big spot in your pants.
Yeah, and if they squeeze their perineum, they're just pushing out the little bit that's right in the tube.
It depends on how turned on you are too.
Yeah.
Sometimes a little more.
We have somebody in the room
less.
Here that evidently has the problem. You see?
Yeah,
he has a problem.
It's a problem if nothing's coming out. That's called shooting blanks.
It's a manliness.
Yeah, he likes you.
It's a good thing.
I don't know if it's related or not, but, you know, him being 18 and considering that when we first had sex, he hadn't had sex in about 4 months, and I was expecting a short night, and he lasted for about an hour and a half.
So, yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
Well, so what's the problem?
Don't think for a second.
There's no problem. I'm not complaining. Okay.
Just because he hadn't had sex in 4 months doesn't mean semen wasn't raining forth.
Yeah. Yeah, well, let's see. What's four times a day times 4 months?
It'd be a quickie. It's about 600 times. He never has quickies, so I was wondering if that was kind of related to it or not.
Want me to start dating him? Sounds hot. All right, he's a good guy. Hang on, Laura.
It's good. You're fine.
Hey, but watch out. You're going to get pregnant.
Yes, keep that morning after pill around, will you please? You know what that is?
Yes, I know what that is.
Get them. Right. Put in your medicine cabinet just in case that condom breaks. He'll have, whether or not he's ejaculated, he'll have had enough emitted to do the job.
Yeah, because that stuff is fortified with
10 essential vitamins.
It's got a lot of sperm in it, right?
Yes, it sure does.
It does?
Yes, it does. Well, there's actually debate about it, but certainly
debate. You can't figure that out.
Certainly, some men, yes, it's fortified. It's just you can't tell for a given male whether it's a fortified.
I don't got anything going.
That's why pulling out doesn't always work.
Doesn't
for
work.
People.
No. It doesn't work. But
because of that.
But Adam's got the tight gasket thing.
I got a great gasket.
Not me. Drew just brushed my leg, and I'm
my foot's
right
wet. My foot's,
yeah. I heard the sound. I wasn't sure what that was. I thought you were just shifting his knee. Drew, you shouldn't have touched his knee.
It wasn't intentional, I assure you.
Okay. All right. Well, that's a doctor. He's got a slow hand. Craig?
Yo, what's up? Okay, I've got something to add to your Godzilla talk.
Yes.
You left out Ghidra, the three-headed monster.
Ghidra.
Yeah, but was it Ghidra? I don't think it was Ghidra.
I'm going to the computer.
Oh, it was Ghidra.
Was it Ghidra? I thought it was Hydra.
Oh, maybe I'm pronouncing.
Oh, you're pronouncing it the wrong way.
In Japanese, it's Ghidra.
Right.
But I think in American,
I think that we
Hydra
called it Hydra. Yeah.
And what about Godzuki's Japanese like kid friend? Do you remember that?
Yeah.
They ran around in the forest while Godzilla kicked ass or whatever.
I can't dig that deep into the Godzilla movies.
Boy.
I was already trying to convince the boys
now
that Godzuki really exists.
Wonderful.
Yeah. All right. All right, I don't know. All right. Thanks there, Greg.
Hey, you got it.
Yeah. Forgot about Hydra. That's the three-headed monster. Yeah.
And does that spit fire, or is that just Smokey, too? Smokey the Godzilla.
Let's see. I think Hydra, one of the heads was really... I just pulled an ant off my head, Drew.
Yeah, I'm going to send you a big can of
my goddamn forehead. What is this? I'm done with ants. Can we just agree, by the way, roaches, ants, rats, can we just make a move on these critters and just knock them out? You know what I mean? I mean, I know there's all this sort of food chain BS where you screw up this and it screws up that, but what about the predators? But who the hell needs ants, roaches,
somehow,
and rats?
It would probably make our race extinct if you did that.
Roaches, I don't know why, but here's the deal. Our grandkids, kids' kids may be extinct. We would be living in a roach and rat free environment. You know what I'm saying? I'm willing to chance that. It's going
to
take several hundred years. You know what I mean? So our grandkids get screwed. Big deal. We don't have ants crawling on our foreheads when we're trying to do radio shows.
That's true, because it takes so much effort to crush it with your two fingers.
Well, I can easily do it.
With your kung fu grip.
And as you notice, I crushed Drew's ant with my left hand, and I crushed my forehead ant with my right hand. I have that
You're
kind
an
of
ant-crushing, ambidextrous man.
I have that kind of crushing power in both hands.
That's why I'm sitting all the way over here.
Yeah, I got him a name like Godzadam or something. What's his special strength? He can crush things that are a millionth his size. Mm. Yeah. All right, let's take ourselves just a little break. Drew, did you find anything yet?
Look at Godzuki. It's not good.
Do me a favor, and you'll find Godzuki.
It's a band or something. So
no.
You know
what?
In another life, you're going to come back as an ant.
And I'll crush
and
myself.
And someone's going to crush you.
I think that already happened, really. There were my parents. Peter Facinelli's here. Ethan Embry here. Drew sneezing his ass off and looking for Godzilla over there. Stealing Time, name of the movie. Out this Friday. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew, Peter Facinelli, Ethan Embry, both here tonight from Stealing Time, coming out in the theaters tomorrow, Friday, October 3rd. Drew spent the last 5 minutes looking for Godzuki and could find...
No Godzuki for you.
No Godzuki for you.
Nothing.
Drew, you really? You're a college boy, huh? Mm-hmm.
Let's go.
You just couldn't find Godzuki, huh?
Did you see what I was having to dig through there? Give me 10 minutes, I'll do it.
I'm a nuts and bolts guy. I swing a hammer. I like to roll my sleeves up. But I wasn't some college nerd like you who couldn't find Godzuki. It's disappointing. And I think I'm
ashamed. I am.
I think Ethan and Peter are a little kind of let down.
I wanted to see Godzuki.
You did, right? Yeah. I could tell. You a little let down, Ethan?
I'm not that excited about it to begin with.
He's being strong for you.
One Y chromosome in the group here.
You find Godzuki, Drew.
Yeah, of course.
Then don't come back until you do.
Just call me a little girl. Is that what he did?
No, not them.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Thank you,
Kate.
Hello,
Kate. You're 20.
Yeah.
Wait, the Y is the dude chromosome, right?
Yeah, he's got the one Y chromosome.
He's got the one Y. Oh, okay. Yeah. Okay. Good times. What's up, Kate?
I don't know. I've been having some problems with my boyfriend lately, and I think it's because I can't really figure out what he wants from me. Because I try, no matter how hard I try, to, like, be loyal to him and to show him that I love him, he still doesn't trust me, and that's like the worst part about the whole.
Where did that lack of trust? Did something happen?
Well, let's just forget about that. Let me say what it says on the screen: abducted and beaten by gangsters, moved home, got raped.
I've been through my life's pretty crazy for a 20-year-old. I graduated high school. I used to model in high school.
Mm-hmm.
And then I graduated high school, and I did really well with my grades and everything. And I went to Oxford for 2 trimesters. They do it in trimesters in England. So I was there for about 8 months.
Out of high school?
And I was at school in in South Bend. And on my birthday, I was abducted by 4 gang members and beaten. And I was left for dead in a parking lot in Gary. And it messed me up because I had amnesia for 2 months.
Oh,
and I was blind in my right eye for a month. And I don't know, it was just a really crazy time.
Hold on. You graduated high school at 18.
Yes.
You went to Oxford.
Yes.
In England. You went to school there for a couple semesters or trimesters.
Yes.
Some sort of high school program?
She graduated high school, right?
I graduated high school. I was at university.
You enrolled at Oxford as a full-time student?
Yes.
Why'd you come back?
I took 3 triple majors.
Why'd you come back?
Because I went over there and basically I graduated high school, packed up 2 of my suitcases and left. And I got to England with nowhere to live, and I ended up just living in a youth hostel for 2 weeks. And then when I moved into the house that I lived in, September 11th happened, and that really bothered me because a lot of my friends after high school went into the U.S. forces, and they were being sent off, and it was really freaking me out. So I just ended up, and I had a scholarship to other schools back in the United States, so I just came back.
And where did you go in South Bend?
Notre Dame.
You went to Notre Dame.
What was your triple major at Oxford?
Sociology, art and architecture, and film production.
Wow. Hold on a second. We got to talk.
That doesn't make sense.
First off, can you have a triple major your first year of college, your first trimester of college? You announce you have a triple major? All right.
I didn't want to try to dissect this one.
Okay, but there's something going on here.
Yes.
Now it's not lying out and out, but there's some
disorganization.
There's some holes in the story. Yeah. Not bogus.
Might be the head injury.
Could be the head injury.
She seems a little scattered.
Yeah.
Could be because of what happened.
She's had so much trauma, but she's just talking about, like, the one boyfriend problem.
Yeah.
That's why she called in for this guy's not giving her the love that she wants.
This may take a while.
After,
do you know, Kate?
Happened at Notre Dame, I came back to Evanston.
So, hold on a second.
Around where
Kate,
I live,
shut up. Do you know Godzuki?
Yes.
You do. You know of Godzuki.
I actually sat in Godzilla's hand at Universal Studios.
And you're familiar with Godzuki?
Yeah.
That 20-year-old who suffered a brain injury knows Godzuki. You two big-time movie stars never heard of him.
Yeah.
All right, so listen, Kate. So you came back. You're going to Notre Dame. It's your 19th birthday?
Yes.
And on your 19th birthday, you're abducted by gang members.
Yeah.
Where are you when you're abducted?
I was at a birthday party being held for me. There were 70 of my good friends, like a bunch of my good friends, and like all the people in the house were people that I knew.
All right, so you're at your own.
I just went outside to smoke a cigarette, and it was just by chance that this happened.
By chance?
It was like just a drive-by abduction, or was it people that were invited to the party?
It was random. South Bend is the most, I'm sorry, but I hate it. It's a disgusting place. It's not safe at all.
And then they took you to Gary?
Yeah. Well,
so they abducted you. Hold on a second. You're blowing a butt out front of the party. They come pulling up in their car?
Were the guns drawn
they
or what?
They had an old Suburban. Like, I really don't remember very much.
Right.
Okay.
All right. And they throw you in the car, and they drive you to Gary.
I don't remember any of it at all.
All right. Okay.
When I guess they had given me liquid G is what they told me, because when they gave me this, I think what saved me is that I had my period on my birthday, and they woke up. I know this is kind of disturbing, but it proves that I wasn't raped, because I still had a tampon in when they found me.
Well, a lot of guys will put that back. That's something my father taught me many.
They also did a rape kit and everything, and they, you know.
Right. Okay. So yeah, they didn't rape you.
No.
But they just beat you.
Yeah.
Left you for dead in some parking lot in Gary, Indiana.
Wow.
Some girl found me and drove me back to South Bend. Like, I had no idea who I was, and
wait a minute. Hold on a second. Now, if somebody had been severely beaten and left for dead in a parking lot, mm-hmm. would you pick them up and drive them a couple hundred miles back to their house, or wouldn't you just call
them
the
to
cops?
A hospital,
or?
Yeah.
All right.
We're going in for this one.
Yeah, we're in.
Yeah, we're
this
in.
Could be.
This could be.
This
ours.
Could spill into Sunday night
yeah,
show.
Yeah.
It really could. I know. And you know, I'll tell you the thing about talk radio. Here's the cardinal sin of talk radio is to talk to anyone for more than 28 seconds. Like all our program director ever tells me to shut up, and then tells us to take more calls. Ironically, we're adding to the length of this call with my take more calls conversation. And if you listen to other talk radio shows, they're always like, "Hey, what's your problem? What's going on?" Okay, I disagree. Bob from Irvine, you're on line 5. You're on the hotline. But
well,
I don't
you're
know.
Trying to help people.
I don't even care, but I'm just interested. Like, I gotta
it's
know.
Like a bad car wreck. You just got to stop and
you
watch.
Gotta, yeah,
this
gotta
is a crazy, more. Crazy story. Okay?
You're over here rubbernecking. Okay, go ahead.
How far is Gary from South Bend?
It's 45 minutes. It's about 30 miles.
What
about
prompted this woman to pick you up and drive you that distance?
She was an angel.
I know, but why didn't she take you to the hospital or call the cops?
Oh, she should have.
Oh, okay. Well, maybe she hadn't gotten her wings yet. Okay, so anyway, now you're having trouble with your boyfriend. Do you come from any chaos?
No, I've had kind of a crazy life just for being 20 years old. But
sure, but I mean your family of origin, any alcohol,
not at all, not
violence?
Whatsoever.
How long you been going out with this guy?
A little bit over a year.
Are you having persistent neurologic problems?
Well, what do you mean by that? I'm having problems because he doesn't trust me for no reason. And
well, maybe one of the neurologic residual problems is impulse control problems. That's one of the things that happens when people have been smacked in the head, is they can't contain their impulse as well. And maybe he sees this, or maybe he's more aware of it than you are, and it scares him.
But I'm very... I've focused on my education and focused on our relationship, and there's absolutely no reason for it.
Let me ask this. All right, look, if he doesn't trust you for no reason whatsoever,
then it's his problem.
And he's a bad guy,
yeah.
You should get out of the relationship.
A lot of the times you'll put off, like if you've cheated on somebody, if you've been unloyal.
Yes,
you'll displace that on your. You'll say, "I can't trust you. How can I trust?" And you'll take it out on the person.
That's right.
Yes,
that's right.
Yes,
what I was wondering is because it's kind of fishy to me, because it all started just because I was in a room at school where I came back to. I'm at culinary school now because it's closer to where I live.
This chick's got range.
I've
got to give her that. Okay,
she's
listen,
film
Kate,
student,
Kate,
artist,
sociologist,
pathological Irish.
How old is this guy?
He's 20.
And he found you in the room with who?
I was in a room at school. They were just, like, we're just hanging out in a room, and this guy that raped me the beginning of this year, he pulled me into the bathroom.
Oh, my God.
Yeah? The rape guy?
And he walked into the room.
Chef repair? Wow. Wait a minute. The guy who raped you... Is also at your culinary school?
Yeah, because after I came back from South Bend, I came here.
And got raped.
What is that? Was that the first time you've been raped, or have you been raped before?
I've a couple times before.
So you come on. You had been sexually abused, Kate.
Yeah.
All right. We asked you about that.
Like 3 days ago, if the family was good and if there's alcoholism or abuse, and you said everything was great.
No, everything was great.
Except for the sexual abuse, right?
Not by anybody I love.
Yeah, but
well, who sexually abused you beside Chef
Ripair?
Chef Ripair.
It was just at school, at boarding school, and I was a junior in high school, and a bunch of my best guy friends, they all...
Why did your parents send you to boarding school?
I wanted to go to boarding school because four of my best guy friends did that to me.
Okay. Hey, listen,
Kate. You need to see a psychiatrist.
Yeah.
Seriously.
You got to see a psychiatrist.
You're going to have more trauma, more victimization. You've got head injury. You've got mood issues. You've got impulse control problems. You've got judgment issues, insight issues. I mean, you've got tons and tons of things going on here. And you're an abuse survivor that is probably the core issue in all of this. Please, I understand that intellectually you're doing well and you're pursuing a career and whatnot. But if you do not take care of these psychiatric problems, this will all be derailed.
I was just picturing a sign at the culinary school that says, you know, days since last rape, like those work accident signs, you know? Like 22 days. That would be a funny sign just to put up, you know? 286 days since last rape, you know, just like put it up, just put up like this.
Rape-free since January, '99.
People are like, what the F's up with the sign? And you're like, 228 days, I think that's a pretty good run. I think that's a pretty good run. We don't include weekends. Those are work days. All right. Okay. Something huge was going on with Kate. Something huge. There's always something going on.
Well, that was worth some time on that. We uncovered.
We sorted it up. But when she said I was raped two more times, that was it. That's sexual abuse, period. It's the only thing that does.
Yeah. And they
gangbanged her, all of her best friends. Can you say gangbang on the radio?
Yes.
No.
Of course.
Well, I mean, yes. All right. Drew, I'm now, I feel ants on me.
I need to take a bath. Shower.
Oh, you do? Yeah. All right, I'm going to come with you.
It's a combination of ants and Kate's
famous
story.
I get famous golden ones.
Let's go.
Super special one.
I can't wait. Let's go.
All right. Peter Facinelli, Ethan Embry here tonight from Stealing Time. Coming out tomorrow. Hey, if you're not too busy getting raped, go out and see it tomorrow night. Ethan loves rape. We'll take ourselves a little break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Peter Facinelli is here along with Ethan Embry, both from Stealing Time, coming out tomorrow night, or tomorrow day, I should say. And in wide release. Yes, it's everywhere.
No, kind of, sort of.
Sort of. Limited.
Limited like, everywhere.
New York.
Like, I think there's
LA,
one theater.
Little art house movie.
Seattle. Yeah.
Chicago, perhaps?
Seattle, Chicago.
Fly to L.A. and see the movie.
Well, you can...
But then it's going to get wider release after it steals...
Some time.
Steals everyone's some time. Heart.
Yeah, steals
their
heart.
Or Blockbuster, whichever. People don't... If you don't go see the movie.
You can go to stealingtime-themovie.com if you want to find out more about it, more about the people that are in it, and where it's playing. All right, so... got a fast lane question here. I should take that one.
Go ahead.
Yeah, I love that fast
43
lane.
43 minutes on hold.
Nick?
Yeah?
You got a fast lane question for Peter?
Yeah, I was just wondering if fast lane was ever going to hit the air again, and if not, is there ever going to be a DVD?
No, it got canceled, and I don't know if they're going to do a DVD of the first season. I mean, it'd be like, cool.
Well, it seems like you should. I mean, the show was so expensive.
Yeah.
I mean, each episode seemed... I mean, just the stunts and the cars and we were just talking about this with Bill Bellamy earlier in the week. But it just seemed like every episode was like a mini movie. I mean, it must have been. Do you know what the budget was?
It was in the mid $2 million range, I think. So
every 8 days, every episode.
Yeah, it was probably the most expensive show I think Fox had, and I think it's one of the reasons why it didn't come back. It just was getting really
close. So we never got to find out what happened to Billy after you guys did all that work with the diamonds and whatnot, and that crazy lady captured Billy or whatnot. We never got to find out, or...
Yes.
Yes, you will.
No, no, I don't think you'll ever find out, no. But Tiffany's fine. She's living in L.A.
Oh, yeah,
good.
I know that. I was talking on the series.
No, I know. I don't, no, that's, you know, that happens, and it kind of sucks, but no, I'll never know either.
Oh, okay.
All right, but,
sorry.
What about Godzuki?
I don't have no idea.
No Godzuki.
No Godzuki.
Is that on DVD, Godzuki?
Oh, yeah. I'm sure
you can't even find that on the internet.
And Drew can't find it. Puss, I'll find that on the internet if I have to. Grant?
Yeah, hey, how you doing?
You're 19? What's
yeah,
up?
Hey.
Yeah, hey. What's up?
I'm doing pretty good. I just have a question real quick. My girlfriend and I have been together for about 2.5 years or almost there. She just turned 21 on Monday. And we've been having sex pretty regularly, you know, about once or twice a week probably. And I'm just curious, is there a way that you can, like, increase the, or I'm sorry, actually decrease the time between, you know, times when you're ready to go again for a guy, for myself?
For a 19-year-old?
Yeah.
Is it you want to restore erection or you want to be able to ejaculate again?
Restore erection.
You should be able, 19-year-old should be able to get an erection within a few minutes.
Yeah, you know, I thought that too, and like, it's never really been a problem. I mean, like, we've been able to go back-to-back a couple times, but it's not, like, consistent.
Yeah, well, and, spend a little more time in between your sessions, and that'll help store.
How long's it take?
A little heavy petting always helps, you know?
Yeah, how long's it take for you to orgasm the first time?
I'm not going to say I'm like a Superman by any means, but I don't know, usually 10 minutes or so, maybe 15. Depends on kind of our mood and what pace we take it, stuff like that.
All right. And then you bounce back 20 minutes later?
Yeah. It's sometimes it's quick.
That's a Crimea River, buddy.
There's, you know, new Viagras out there. I was reading about that today. It's pretty
neat. He's 19.
No.
Impossible.
Bust a nut, and then 20 minutes later, gets a new boner.
I need to get smoke a
20 minutes.
I need to hear
five.
Some chirping.
Miss
the chirping. So let's try Lisa here. I sense, I feel chirping coming.
Dude, do you want? Is it my job to explain every goddamn thing on this show, or you just gonna go with the cryptic chirping conversation?
I assume anyone listens to the show with any regularity.
Don't assume anyone listens to this show. And
chirping.
What about our guests?
That we listen to all night long. Hear people whose smoke alarms batteries need to be changed.
Nobody's listening.
They live with the chirping of the smoke alarm constantly in the background of their life for years.
People are weird.
Oh, no, they're stupid. It's not so much weird, it's just stupid.
It takes so much effort, though, to change the battery. I mean,
yeah, well,
I'd rather listen to the chirping.
I've figured out that women are incapable of handling anything above their head. They can't get the light bulbs. They can't change 9-volt batteries. It's the smoke detectors on the ceiling, and women just stare at it. They can't figure it out. It's like hanging a banana for my monkey cage. There's no blocks to build with. They just stare at it. They go nuts. Hey, Lisa?
Hi, guys.
Hey, what's
Lisa.
Up?
I made a big mistake, and I think that after listening to you guys for so many years, I shouldn't have, you know? But I had unprotected sex with a bisexual guy back in June.
Okay.
And he called me tonight and said he found a bump near his rectum. And and he went to Planned Parenthood, and they found it there.
Could have been a raisinette. That happened to me once.
And that's
a little roid, maybe.
And what is the bump? Yeah.
A roid.
They're getting it checked, but I was curious if it is genital warts, and if that somehow spread to me, would I be able to confidentially, like, get...
What? Yeah. So is Dad walking in the room or something? Yo, there he is.
Wow. Yeah. That's great. He caught the tail end of anal wart. That's great. That's why.
Good night, Mom.
I told Drew to do this many times.
Right on confidentially, too. She said confidentially. Click.
The Nazi war criminals, they kept the cyanide tablets. They just kept them in their cheek. If they were captured, they just chomped down on them, and that was it. They knew it was going to be an unspeakable death. Drew.
Cyanide. I've got it in the back of my mouth right now.
I'm telling you, because one day, 4 or 5 years from now, you turn the corner, you look in, you just see the back of your daughter's head, pool man with his pants down, and you just chomp, you just bite down on it.
Yeah.
You're out before your head even hits the ground. You just go down.
We had a couple years ago with the woman was talking to us about anal sex, and And then she says, starts saying goodnight to her mom and Father McCaffrey. And
yeah, yeah. I don't want.
Do we still have that call? I wonder.
Are you kidding?
Anderson might.
Are you high? Yeah. We don't have anything on this show. Please. All right, Drew. What are we gonna do?
We gotta take a break.
We gotta take a break. Yeah. Who are we gonna talk to when we come back?
Samuel. Samuel's.
Drew, do you ever get tired of doing horrible radio?
I'm offering it to you to...
I said, who are we going to talk to?
And I answered,
and
Samuel.
I wasn't looking.
And so. I thought you were wondering which call we were going to so you could read what's up there. But I'll tell you what's up there.
Nothing better than a guy whose name starts with an S. That's
consuming
compelling.
Semen. He's gay, and he's worried about the STD risks.
All right. Fair enough. Feeling time. Name of the movie. Ethan Peter both here. We'll take a quick break. We'll talk to Samuel after this. Everybody, it's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Peter Facinelli, Ethan Embry here tonight. Stealing Time, name of the movie. In a semi-limited release starting tomorrow, Friday. You can just go to stealingtime-themovie.com and find where it's showing and who's in it and all that stuff. And then you can, while you're at the computer, you can find Godzuki, because he's driving us nuts. Started the show with Godzuki talk. The boys here had never seen Godzuki. Drew, you know Godzuki, yes?
Of course.
Can you see him in your mind's eye?
Yeah, I just remember him blowing those little smoke
rings. Blue smoke rings.
Yeah.
Yeah. I have to show Peter and Ethan Godzuki, otherwise I'm going to have to go home with them. And
show them at home.
And show them. I'm going to have to get on their
You're
computer.
You're going to show us your Godzuki at home? Okay.
I got one of those dribbling Godzukis, too.
Mine someplace leaked. Else to go.
I got a bad gasket. No, wait. It's just I'm going to make my life's work to let you guys see Godzuki, because it's driving me insane. I found him. I had someone find him at work on the computer. Drew, it's been an hour now. Can't find Godzuki.
No.
What does Godzuki really represent to you, Adam?
He's. I think I even have a Godzuki lighter. Really? Godzuki's Godzilla's kid. And
is he half the size of the regular Godzilla?
He's even smaller.
He's sort of awkward and kind of fumbles around and knocks things over.
Yeah. Weren't they all kind of awkward, though? No. The animation back then, they were all
awkward.
Oh,
no, this is not animation. This is
like somebody weird, in a suit. But it's that weird claymation thing.
It's midget in a foam rubber suit.
It's somebody in a suit.
Those guys were in suits, yeah.
So it's not even like that David and Goliath claymation thing.
No. They're in foam rubber suits crushing miniature villages.
Yeah.
Godzuki, Godzilla's son, my Moby Dick.
All right.
That's what I've decided. I've become like Captain Ahab. I'm obsessed now with Godzuki. I must hunt him down. Samuel?
Yes?
You're 18?
Yeah, and I have a question for Dr. Drew.
Bogus.
My question
is... don't believe it already.
Yeah.
Don't believe it.
Yeah.
Yeah, my question is that I've been with my boyfriend since I was 15.
Yeah.
And I'm 18 right now. And when we have oral sex, I want to know if it's bad for me if I eat his cum or lick or whatever.
I know. Hold on.
You're gay.
Yes, I'm gay.
Hold on. Now I'm...
intrigued.
Yes. Are you Hispanic, Samuel?
Nope.
What are you?
Black.
Black?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Where do you live?
In a Mexican neighborhood?
No, in South Central.
South Central. It's a beautiful place out there, by the way.
Well, yes. There's certainly added risk to swallowing. Hepatitis.
What about
HIV.
Eating?
Eating or whatever. Any form of consumption through the mouth.
What if you cook it on pasta?
Yeah, cooking is probably okay.
Would cooking it kill some germs?
Yeah.
It would.
It'd be kind of like egg whites, wouldn't it?
Yeah.
Hey, Samuel?
I'm getting quite a picture here.
You've been eating the same sperm for 3 years now?
No, I never done it. It's going to be my first time. That's why I'm calling. I want to know what risk do I have if I do it.
Well, you risk it.
I'm all over that. I'm all over my ethnic stereotype map here.
Does,
I can't figure out
he
this
He
does
sound kind of like a... Yeah.
Anyway, AIDS, hepatitis, those are the things you need to worry about if you're consuming. So it's safe sex.
Yeah.
Safe sex practice includes oral sex, so you want to use a condom.
I just put a Ziploc bag in my mouth and use it like a liner.
Okay.
Basically, I use my mouth like a trash can at a dentist's office. You know what I mean?
Just trash compactor.
Just throw it in there. Yeah, crushing ants with my bare hands.
Found a picture of Godzuki.
You found Godzuki?
Yeah, how do we get it?
You got to go to Amazon.com and look up Godzilla's Revenge.
Chris. Yeah.
Aha.
Yeah.
And there's a go to the larger picture. You can see him in the background. He's
You kids are going to get your
on
first
the break,
taste.
I want to see it.
Prepare to be dazzled. Both of you.
And you said Godzuki was
built
representative of your Moby Dick.
He is my Moby Dick.
He's half of the regular Godzilla.
Less, I would say less than half.
So you're less than half of the man.
Yeah. He blows smoke rings. Yeah. Yeah. And he's cute.
He's cute, yeah.
Yeah. Laura? And
yeah.
Accidentally knocks buildings over as
opposed
to
his dad. Yeah. You're 22. What's up?
Oh, nothing. I actually just had a question for Peter and Ethan.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
If that's okay.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. I'm just love Peter. You are like the best, first of all. Sorry,
what am I, chop liver?
No, you are too. Actually, I have a twin sister, and she loves you, Ethan. She's like obsessed with you. So, if that makes you feel better.
The good times.
What am I, chop liver?
Okay.
Yeah, no, that was Peter. That was Peter. I was joking.
Okay. I just first of all wanted to ask if you guys are good friends, because you guys are both in Can't Hardly Wait together.
Yeah.
Yep.
So were you guys friends during that, and now you guys filming?
We met on a movie called Dancer Texas, and we spent some time in the middle of Nowheresville, Texas.
I drove him to the hospital so we could get on an
airplane to see
the
birth of
my airport, so we
my
could
baby.
Go to the hospital. Yeah.
Laura, I talked to them both separately, unbeknownst to them. Peter considers them close friends. Ethan just said they're acquaintances, so whatever that's worth.
Yeah.
I'm sorry I had to bring that up on the air,
but thanks.
Do it every time we bring two guests into
the show.
I thought
you were my friend, Ethan.
Yeah.
Let's not. Let's just keep moving forward. Let's put it behind us. Laura?
Yes?
Any other questions?
Yeah, I just want to see how Jenny was doing. Peter?
She's doing well.
Sorry, I was a huge 90210 fan also.
So. You're married to Jenny Garth?
Yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, we have two kids.
Wow. We have two kids.
Yeah, a 6-year-old and a 6-month-old.
She was up on this show. She was on this show 12 years ago.
Really?
Yeah, at least 10 years ago.
Wow.
Well, it was before I was here, right?
Before you were here, I think it was in the poor man days. I think it was a good 12 years ago.
I love that.
It was actually like the first year of 90310.
210.
It was 90310 back then. Now it's 90210. That's how long ago it was.
I like that show, and I like Melrose Place, too.
Yeah.
Listen, I know it sounds like a major league puss here, but I think there's plenty of room for that kind of stuff on TV.
Yeah.
I love that stuff.
Sure.
Yeah, I love this sort of drama and the soap.
Daytime dramas.
Good-looking people.
Apparently there was no room for Fastlane, though.
I had room in my heart for Fastlane.
Good-looking people
thank
frolicking.
You, Adam.
Yes. Frolicking. Still, and now there's an empty
right,
space.
There's not been much frolicking.
Well, that's why I'm here to fill that void.
Since Baywatch got pushed along.
Yeah.
Not much frolicking.
No frolicking, no backstabbing, no catfights. You know what I mean?
You're right.
I miss that stuff.
We have the news for that now.
Yeah, I guess so, but it's no one looks that good. That's the problem. All right, Chris, did you find Godzuki yet? What did
he say? He says on Amazon.com.
Godzilla's Revenge.
Godzilla's Revenge.
All right. Let's keep it rolling. Drew, you know what I feel like on this show? You know, we feel like we just entertain ourselves sometimes. We have to, like...
With the ants? With the circus of ants you have in front of you?
With whatever, guys.
With whatever gets put in front of us. I just started making games up
with
Godzuki.
Circus.
Anything but talk to screwed up teens.
We're like prisoners.
Elizabeth?
Isolation.
Elizabeth?
Hi.
You're 24?
Yes.
Yeah.
I'm with... explain a short situation for you real quick. Me and this guy were having intercourse for probably about a good 4 months off and on. We knew each of us would have other relationships with other people.
Translation.
He wasn't that into you. That's
right.
A translation.
Does she have like a little
basically,
voice thing?
Basically, I was home base both in our both ways, like we wanted to when we wanted to, and called upon each other to hang out with each other.
Yeah, but that's because that's the rules.
You would have gladly been his girlfriend, but he didn't want that.
No, actually, I didn't want a boyfriend.
Right, after you found out he didn't want you for his girlfriend.
No, because I'm really not into trying to commit to anybody right about now.
Uh-huh.
I'm more on a... back in 98, I went with a guy that was for, like, 6 years, I guess. And he went to jail for
raping a 14-year-old.
Good times. Perfectly normal, perfectly healthy.
You what?
You what?
I had been raped before.
Yeah,
so
of course. Not raped, sexually abused, then raped.
Yeah. Right? Well, where's your horrible dad?
My dad is not horrible.
Oh, he's got it. He's got to be a bad guy.
My dad? Oh, God,
yeah.
No.
Really? Where is he?
He's in Oklahoma City.
All right. Did you guys?
This was out in North Carolina that happened to me. I like stayed with a best friend over the night and her stepdad. Blah blah blah. And...
All right, but let me just do a little quick.
How old were you when the stepdad stepped in?
Nine.
There we go.
Your stepdad?
No, her stepdad.
No. My best friend's stepdad.
Her friend.
I beg your pardon.
Okay.
Lost.
All right. So, stepdad sexually, your friend's stepdad sexually abused you when you were nine.
Mm-hmm.
And what about your biological father?
He almost killed him and almost went to jail for it, but got away for considering the circumstances. The guy didn't die. So
your dad attacked the guy that raped you?
My dad's not the guy who raped me, no.
No, your dad attacked the guy that raped
you. Oh, yeah. He beats living crap.
Hold on a second. You know,
she sounds like she has a flanger on her voice.
You get a little spoiled living in Los Angeles up in the year 2003. You sort of think that, it's all about laptops and $5 cappuccinos. People are driving zero-emission vehicles. You don't realize you do a little thumbing around the rest of the country. There's still some guys going after guys with pitchforks and stuff, you know?
Why is it all in the Bible Belt, too?
Deep eye for an eye.
Is that what it is?
And an ant for an ant. I crush him with my bare hands. All right.
What's her question? I didn't... Does she have a question?
She's just emoting.
What is your
she's
question?
Emoting.
He likes me to talk to him during sex. Well, it's all about, at first, it was all about, you know, is it good to you, so forth, so on. It was repetitive. It was constant. I didn't care for the constantness of it. It was kind of annoying, but the sex was good, so I put up with it.
Sure.
But this last time we had sex, right before he leaves, he asked me to basically tell him what I would say to my last boyfriend during our heavy lovemaking and tell me how you loved him and tell me how you would say it to him, say it all sexy like you'd say it to him. And then he was basically wanting me to tell him that I loved him.
No.
So I say that. So after that, he comes out with, well, say his name. I'm like, what?
Elizabeth, he's looking to humiliate you.
Is that what that is?
Yes.
I think so.
Yes.
He's a bad guy, and he's not your boyfriend, and he should stop having sex with
him.
There
he is.
We found Godzuki, by the way.
Is Godzuki.
Found Godzuki. Elizabeth.
Godzuki looks like an ugly
We found Godzuki. You need to find a therapist.
Like Barney's the giant mantis,
brother
too.
From hell.
All right, quiet down. I feel bad for Elizabeth. I don't like this guy. You've been traumatized. You hate men. There's anger in your voice. I can hear it. It's horrible. Okay? You got to get some therapy.
Yeah, well.
You're going to be miserable, and you're going to be the world's worst mom. Do you have any kids?
No.
Good. Don't have kids.
I know.
Wait a long time. And I'm sorry, and I know you like to defend your biological dad. I'm guaranteed if I had another 45 seconds, we'd be able to figure out what a colossal a-hole he was.
Yeah.
So listen, get some therapy, would you? Or you just want to go through life sort of stupid, banging your head, banging the wrong guys? This is your plan?
No.
Why don't you read a book and get some therapy and take care of yourself a little bit? I'm sorry for everything that's happened to you, but you got to take control of your life now. You're 24, right?
Yeah.
All right, break up. All right.
That's it.
All right, now, more importantly, we found Godzuki.
I'm impressed.
Something I didn't realize, his radioactive breath would come online when his father stepped on his foot.
Oh, that's right. That's right. His dad had to stomp on his foot.
Like, there's pieces missing out of the foam rubber suit. It's kind of ridiculous.
Listen, this was no Fastlane budget.
This is much better.
All right.
It looks like the snowman from, like, Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Oh, yeah. He was cute, Godzuki was. All right. Let's.
He was cute. Look at him. But that doesn't look like smoke rings. It looks like full blown flames.
No, that's when his father stepped on his foot.
He blew smoke rings until his dad stepped on his foot.
It always comes down to the dad. Just like the last caller.
He blew fire, and then when his dad twists his tail, he blew Doug. Who was a friend, older friend of his dad's. So he had three modes, Drew.
Oh.
All right. I love a good blow joke. Let's talk to Lucky, who's 18. Lucky?
Yeah.
Is your name Lucky?
It's kind of a nickname, but I've had it since I was little.
All right. What's up?
Okay. I've been with my boyfriend for like a year, and he just found out that through the whole course of us having sex, I've never had an orgasm.
Mm-hmm. Were you faking it the whole time?
Sort of. I'm not real loud in bed anyway. Yeah. He was thinking that I was there, so I guess, yeah.
Well, okay.
Was he faking it?
Yeah, I've done
and
that.
And he's feeling, like, really bad now, and he's mad at me.
Why did you tell him? Did you tell him you were faking it, or did you just tell him you never had an orgasm the whole time you were with him?
It came up because he'd asked me if... I don't even remember. I was drunk.
Have you ever had an orgasm before?
No.
You've been with this guy for 3 years?
A year. 1 year.
And so did you fake it? I mean, did you... I know you're a little heavy breathing and stuff, but did you lead him to believe you're having an orgasm?
I didn't think I did, but...
Did he ever ask you, did you have an orgasm, and did you say yes, or...
Well, he would be like, did you like that, and I would say yes, but...
Right. Well, you could like it and not have an orgasm.
Oh, yeah.
That's true. Sometimes it takes a while for women to have an orgasm, sometimes, you know?
Yeah, did you like it?
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
He's just really, I don't know, he's defensive about it now. He's 10 years older than me.
Ooh.
I'm probably like the 40th person he's been with. And now he said that he feels like less of a man or something like that. And I feel bad because
he's dating an 18-year-old. He probably already is a little less of a man.
He feels like Godzuki.
Tennessee.
Half of a Godzilla.
Tennessee calling. Remember what I was saying about the rest of the country?
Yeah, yeah,
they don't disappoint.
It's,
yeah.
I mean, because it has to be me. I mean.
Okay, so hold on a second. You're 17 when you meet him, or 16?
I was 17.
He's 27.
And he's 27.
What's the age of consent in Tennessee? Like 14?
Nine. It's nine.
Well, if you're related to
Ethan's
him,
moving
six.
There.
In Tennessee, it's however many fingers the girl holds up when you ask her how old she is. So she just does that. You go, how old are you, sweetness? And she goes, That's the age of consent.
He's holding up the four fingers for those on the radio.
Yeah. When do kids stop that? Six with 18. The hand thing? 18?
Yeah, he's almost 10 years older than you.
Yeah.
See, I got a little sister, man, and she used to, well, she's probably listening, but she used to bring home these guys 10, 15 years older than her, and it's like...
Oh, that's bad.
It's like, yeah, come on, baby. Yeah.
Hey, Lucky?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't like this guy.
You're not
he's
so
a criminal.
Lucky.
Yeah.
He has been a criminal before, but he's not now.
Well, he is, because he was sleeping with a 17-year-old when he was
10 years didn't old. Do anything until I turned 18.
All right. What was... Just BJ's and anal for the first 9 months he knew you?
No, just making out. I mean.
Oh, okay. What was he? What was his criminal? What was he locked up for?
It was a long time ago, but it was drugs and a misconduct with a deadly weapon and a grand theft auto. But he doesn't do that now.
Of course.
No,
he's cured.
Right. He's
that one the system fixed.
What's he now? He's an orthodontist or an attorney? What's he do?
He works at Walmart.
Mechanic?
Works at Walmart.
Yeah.
All right.
That's an honest living.
Let me say something to the ironically named Lucky. Yeah, I think you would do a little better than this guy. I don't like him.
Is he in recovery?
Huh?
Is he in recovery?
Yeah, he's been clean for 2 years, I think. A year.
All right. He's too old for you. And and here's the other thing. You're 18 and you sound like you're 12.
Yeah.
So you shouldn't.
This is my favorite theory on the show, by the way.
There's 16 years between the two of you.
Yeah.
Although, I bet he has the mentality of a 17-year-old, so there's only 5 years.
Yeah, strange enough. I'm 12.
You just seem confused by life.
That's true.
Okay. Well, there you go. Okay, look. Don't get pregnant.
I won't.
What are you using for
protection, like an acorn or something.
What are you using?
I'm picturing like putting like a pine cone up here or something.
What are you using?
Birth control and condoms.
Good.
Yeah. Excellent.
That's a good girl.
He has a kid, and we've talked about it, and we both don't want that to happen here.
I'm sure he's a dynamite father.
But am I doing something wrong not to have had in this span of
That's
time?
That's not your fault.
No, your fault at all. You probably will never have one during intercourse.
You're gonna have until to, you're later in later
yeah, don't,
in
don't
life.
Don't kiss her vagina, Drew.
Well, she could have one during oral sex, maybe, and with somebody paying attention.
Could possibly be the red Walmart vest he's wearing during oral. I'd take that off.
A little bit distracting.
Yeah. All right, that's it. I'm building a fence. I'm building a fence on top of the fence around my house. That's it. I'm just going to get... Here's my whole thing. I'm building a fence, and I'm putting a turret on my roof. It's us or them, fellas. It's us or them. We gotta keep them out.
We're moving in.
We go, first shot's just going to be a warning shot, and then after that... I go for the temple. And I'm Gatsuki.
Gatsuki's going to be your guard dog.
Oh, God. Okay, Drew. All right. Let's take ourselves a little break, huh?
Yeah, that sounds good.
All right. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. It's Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Phone number 1-800-LOVE-191. Peter Facinelli, Ethan Embry, both Hi. Here tonight, both from Stealing Time, out possibly in a theater near you starting tomorrow. You can go to stealingtime-themovie.com if you want to find out any information about where it might be playing.
If you get on a bus now, you might be able to make it to L.A. tomorrow.
Yeah, well, we got a lot
of
people.
Before it's kicked out of the theater.
A lot of people in L.A. who are listening to the show who are going to go out and see it, I'm sure. Let's talk to Nicole. Nicole?
Hi.
You're 23?
Yeah.
What's up?
I'm calling because I'm a teacher, and it's my second year as a teacher, and I had a situation this past couple days that I needed to talk to someone about.
All right.
And my question is, I caught one of my students masturbating in class. Hmm. And I don't
What grade do you teach?
I teach 7th grade.
When there were other students around?
Yes.
Wow.
Okay, that kid needs to see a doctor immediately.
Yeah, really? Immediately? Yeah. A doctor?
Yeah. Or somebody's got to, what are his parents like? Do you know his parents?
I do know his parents. He's actually...
Bob and Jenny Jackman, do you know them?
Did you find him like in the closet hiding doing it? Or was he in the back of the room, like doing it wide open? Was he doing it for attention is what I'm asking.
No, he's actually my TA. He's an 8th grader.
Ooh.
And, he
he's
didn't have
hot
anything
for
else.
You.
Huh?
What were you wearing?
Nothing revealing.
All right.
Yeah.
Was he at your desk behind, at that little desk that's near your desk?
Yeah.
So he was facing the class.
No. He was sitting at my desk, but it's like sideways to the class.
Mm-hmm.
So
mm-hmm.
he had his backpack like kind of pulled up. Where uh-huh. you can't.
Maybe he just had to go.
Yeah. And when you're in the 8th grade, that stuff hits you. You can't, you know, you look at the clock, it's like, it's 10:45, I'll be home in 9.5 hours. Uh-uh. Way too long. That's a lifetime.
You know, and it's hard getting up sometimes, so you just take care of it. And
well, what time was it? I'm going to do some math. I know how Drew feels about this, but it's starting to come into shape here.
I'm getting ready to unload here. So
hold on a second. Just relax over there. You can look at those pictures of Gatsuki and quiet.
Very soothing. You're right.
What class was it? Homeroom?
No, it's a science class.
Science
were
class.
Was there
a volcano in the room other than him? Or
were there naked anatomy pictures anywhere?
No, nothing.
All right. All
and
right,
you say you weren't wearing anything for feeling.
How old were you?
How old am I?
We just found a picture. Chris Carter looks like Gatsuki. All right, listen. Hold on a second. Let's contain ourselves here for a second. Drew's going nuts. All right. This guy, now, does this guy have any problems that you've known about before this?
No.
And how did you catch him, by the way?
I was helping some of my students. I turned around, and I could see him going through the motions.
And what was it the kind of thing where he was trying desperately not to be seen?
Yes.
Yes, but he just could not contain his impulses.
Right.
And what time of day was this again?
It was around 2 p.m.
Oh, see, now that's an argument for and against. He could have held out another 45, 50 minutes and
well,
made it home.
Well, that 8th grade, you might not be able to hold on.
Yeah.
How old are you in 8th grade? 14?
13.
You're about 13.
All right.
Now, what did you do? Did you ignore it?
I
just let everybody know.
I noticed
back.
It, but I kind of made him know that I tried to make it clear with my body, like, language that I knew something was going on by raising my eyebrows and kind of looking over
at
him.
Just made him beat him faster.
So you raised your eyebrow and winked at him?
No.
Yeah, he thought, yeah, that when I see that, I think double time.
No.
All right. So
that's
Drew,
the hurry up eyebrow. That's
go
nice.
Ahead, Drew. What, now,
Nicole,
what about
Nicole,
this?
Look, this is a very serious sign.
Oh, no.
And he really should have taken this child immediately for some attention.
Uh-huh. Really? Beaten off in weird places.
Not in front of a classroom with an adult present. Yeah. I guarantee you haven't.
Well, and it, how about driving my mini truck on Rambla Pacifica in Malibu?
That's
entirely a construction
but
job.
What if, entirely but different thing.
Stick shift?
And this could, there's a number of different things this can be, uh-huh. none of which are good, all of which need professional intervention.
Okay.
There are signs of some... either something very seriously going on at home or a major psychiatric diagnosis emerging here.
Possibly.
But in either case, it's a sign. And I mean, you should immediately alert.
Well, who's she alert?
I don't know if you have a supervisor or an administrator.
Well, the janitor would be a first place to start.
You have to bring this child to appropriate attention.
Do you think he might have been doing it for attention, though?
No,
I
this is, look.
Being
this
a female, I just didn't know how to approach that.
No, listen. Nicole, I'm sort of shocked that as a teacher they haven't
really?
Given you. I'm shocked.
Oh, Drew, you're overreacting.
No, I'm not overreacting.
Oh, yes, you are.
There are certain. If you Nicole, would you have known what to do?
He was trying to get one off.
If he started hearing voices or talking to himself, would you have known what to do with that?
No.
Okay. They need to give you some training on just basic
signs. Yeah, she's 23.
Of serious,
she was freaked out a little bit.
Yeah, of seriously
she didn't know it was
behavior.
A series. She just thought it was an eighth grader.
Teacher.
All right, but listen, Nicole.
Uh-huh.
What else? Is anything else up with this guy? How's his family seem? Does he dress okay? Is he a good student?
Good student, good parents, very involved in his education.
Yeah, doesn't know other signs of anything?
No.
All right, Drew,
how did he become your teaching assistant?
I had him as a student last year, and he was a really good student, and he came to me and asked me if he could be my TA, and I said, of course, because he's a
maybe
good
student. Just
what would you have done,
Nicole,
if he were 8 years old and doing this?
I would think that an 8-year-old would not understand that it might not be appropriate.
8-year-olds will show their genitalia and masturbate, and it's a sign of severe psychological
distress. Do you ever get a payoff on one of your questions?
I'm just wondering if she has any training at all in this at any age.
No, she's 23. She works for LA Unified. She don't know anything. But look, he's an eighth grader beating off, trying to keep his sack in front of his sack.
In front of a classroom full of students.
He wishes they were gone. I guarantee you that.
An adult presence. If someone that has that difficulty containing impulse is a serious sign.
So he
wasn't sitting under a freeway over ramp in his car. He was in the middle of a classroom.
Adam's like, wait, did you see me yesterday?
Yeah.
You were following me home from work.
Wait a minute. I got the limo tint on the car. What the hell could you?
A classroom with adult.
Not that big a deal.
Feet away.
Could be a big deal. Probably not.
Like, do you think this kid has a crush on you?
No, it doesn't. It's irrelevant. It is a serious sign and it needs attention. The kid is in distress. And
right. No. It's maybe, but probably not. That's the reality. Yeah, I know you're a doctor, but I'm telling you, he was trying to get one off. He does have some boundary issues. I got friends that have tried this sort of thing.
13.
Yeah, he's in the 8th grade. He's new to beating off.
You weren't even doing it.
When you're beating, I wasn't doing it when I was 13.
And when you started doing it, did you do it out in public places?
I'd probably peeled a few off in a few places. Not a classroom, but...
Not especially then, because they're very
it's
ashamed
like
to quiet.
It's like Spider-Man finding your webs. You want to play with
it? You'll see.
You just want to play
good
with it.
Good student, no problems. You'll see. But talk to who? Talk to your principal.
You've got to talk to whoever your supervisor is and get this kid to
this kid's life's ruined now. You've ruined his life, Drew.
He'll never get another hard on.
Ryan?
Yeah.
You're 18?
Yeah.
Oh, wait a minute. You got a beat-off question, too?
Well, let's see if he compares. Well, is this...
Actually, I got kind of two short questions. Well, is that okay?
All right.
Okay. Well, anyway, you know you're just talking about that eighth grade thing?
Yeah.
That's really weird because I actually did that in my English class in eighth grade.
Yeah.
And well, I did not get caught. But I don't think that kid's got a problem because once you start doing it, you kind of got to do it in like places where you get the fear of getting caught because it's kind of more exciting.
Yeah. Well, let's see if Ryan's got any issues that we should, you know, if Ryan is a poster child for appropriate, you know, sort of sexual conduct.
Go ahead. What's the question?
Okay. Well, anyway, I was wondering if like, if you masturbate too much, is there anything like, is there any problems that it could cause? Like,
well, what do you mean by too much? What's happening?
Well, nothing's happening. I just.
Well, how many times a day?
Like probably like three or four.
That's not too much.
Do you have any history of sexual traumas or anything like that?
Mm-mm.
You weren't sexually abused or exposed to pornography at a young age?
I probably was exposed to pornography at a young age.
Yeah.
But.
Okay. Wow. Yeah.
Oh, so what? Everybody gets hold of porno. No. Every 18-year-old has a computer now. Everyone's got a computer gets hold of something.
How much pornography were you exposed to?
Not a lot. Like, as I got older, you know, like now, I mean, I look at tons of porn. I understand,
but when you were younger, what happened?
When I was younger, I went over to a friend's house, and his older brother started showing me, like, pictures, like, people sent him on email.
How old were you?
I think I was in sixth grade.
All right, that's not it. All right, listen, Ryan, what are you doing now? Besides beating off. This very second.
Talking to you guys and beating off? Nothing.
Any other problems? You on medication or anything?
I am on depression medication.
Drew loves
and
that.
Do you have, they think you're maybe bipolar or do they think you're unipolar depression?
No, I just like, ever since like I was in seventh grade, like, I don't know. I just like look like I haven't been happy since like seventh grade. I've just been depressed like about everything.
And again, that's some people use sex as a way of trying to regulate affective states. And if they've particularly had any kind of sexual or interpersonal trauma, was there a lot of chaos in your family growing up?
No, I mean my family's like a religious, and I mean I have a good family and everything.
All right. Well, he's just got an old-fashioned screw loose. Hey, Ryan.
Yeah.
Stay on that medication. Stay away from your junk.
Yeah.
Well, limit yourself to once a day. You got to get busy. Twice a day. Three or four times a day, max. No more second question. What are you doing? Well, are you working?
No. This is my second question.
I don't care. What are you doing for your life?
My life. I work.
Where do you work?
At Little Caesars.
All right. You're delivering pizza. You don't.
Yeah.
You're not doing it at work, are you? Because I order from that.
You're not putting your own special toppings on those things, are you? All right. No, I don't need a second.
But here's another case of point. He's depressed.
Sort of, but not really.
Why is he on medication?
Well, he's depressed.
Okay, and that kid.
But he wasn't traumatized.
No, I understand. But it's a sign, and that would have brought him to appropriate attention if somebody had said, "Hey, this kid's doing some funny behaviors."
I'm telling you, eighth graders beat once you get on to beating off, it is game on. It is game on.
I understand that. I understand you're not a sexual compulsive. I understand that.
Yes,
but. Be that as it may.
Yeah. Well, I'm not.
Yeah. Yeah.
Listen, please, you're a man of supreme passion. You don't want to start talking about you banging every nurse that came to 10 feet of the hospital. Meanwhile, I'm just,
but he doesn't beat off four times
a day. Hidalgo crying out in the hot sun while you're banging nurses. That's my life. Just swinging a hammer with a bunch of day laborers while you're banging candy stripers. Don't tell me about sexual compulsivity. I make that word up.
Yeah,
all right,
good work.
Let's take ourselves a little break.
Yeah, we've had too intense.
It's been too intense. Yeah. It's been too intense in here. We got to find more pictures of Chris Carter and Godzuki.
It's a good one here.
We'll take ourselves a break. We'll be right back. Hey, everybody. Loveline. I'm Adam. That's Dr. Drew. Peter Facinelli, Ethan Embry here tonight. Stealing Time, name of their latest movie coming out tomorrow. Go to stealingtime-themovie.com and find out where it's playing, and then go see it. All right, where was we, Drew? Let's talk to Jamie, who's 23. Jamie?
Hi.
Hey.
Here you go.
Okay.
Hello.
Hi.
All right. All right, start that over again.
Here we go. Ask your question.
Okay.
I recently got married.
Mm-hmm. Congratulations.
Thank you. And my husband and I did not sleep with each other before.
Mm-hmm.
And sex is not what I thought it was going to be.
Yes. It's 100 times better, isn't it?
Well, yeah, when we have it.
Ooh.
I know it sounds like so stupid, but, like, he's a grad student, and we're busy, and it just doesn't... We're newlyweds, for God's sake. Why don't we ever have sex, and why is it
How often are you... How why isn't what?
It's awful.
Stressful.
It's awful. It's just stressful. All right.
Well, how often?
Yes.
Fast. Like, three times a week?
That's pretty good for people with busy
lives.
Yeah,
but when it adds up to
it only goes
minutes.
Downhill from there. So.
Well, how long did you guys wait before you had sex?
5 years.
Wow, ew. So yeah, the expectations were up there.
And have you had sex before him?
I did when I was 16, but it wasn't like a big deal to me.
All right. He was a virgin.
Did he know that you weren't a virgin?
No. Yeah.
Have you talked to him about this, about not wanting to have sex more?
Yeah, and he wants to, too. It's just like we're always tired and cranky and stressed out.
All right. Listen, Katie, quiet down. Let me ask some questions. Okay. First off, three times a week, fine.
That's plenty.
For married, that's not so bad.
Right. Now let's focus on the part where you're not satisfied during the three times you have sex.
That's the main thing.
And secondly, you have that little girl voice.
Yeah, I love that. That's the theory.
That's our theory.
She's stuck at the 16.
I have a little girl voice. What does that mean?
We'll get to that one out later.
She doesn't have the symptoms. She just has the voice. But
she has a little bit of anger, too.
All right. Anything
ever
happened?
She didn't want to have sex for a long time. I mean, that's a 10-year gap from 16 to 25.
Ever abused growing up?
No.
Jamie, nothing? Parents good? No. Everyone treated you right?
Yeah, I grew up really fast. I was just like...
What does that mean?
Well, my sister was always in trouble, so I was on my own a lot. I was just responsible. I was the good kid.
What happened to your sister?
She's a complete psycho.
Really? What'd she do?
She's just dropping out of high school and running away all the time.
What was she running away from?
Nothing. She thought in her head that my parents were weird, but, you know, they weren't.
They weren't.
Usually kids that run away, does she run away and stay away for a while?
No.
All right.
She would run away and then call the police and, like, fake bruises and paint bruises on herself and say my parents hit her and try and get put into foster care.
Did they ever hit her?
Try to get put into foster care?
No.
Okay, your parents were...
They were good parents. My stepdad didn't get along with us, but he was never abusive.
Stepdad.
He wasn't very nice.
When did your mom get remarried?
I was 12.
She sounds around 12, doesn't she, guys?
Yeah.
How old is your sister?
My sister is 20.
She's 20?
Mm-hmm.
She's 23.
Your sister's young.
My little
sister's young. Your sister. Oh, this was your... I thought this was your older sister. It's your younger sister.
She started turning around when she was like 12, and I was 14.
Mm. Yeah. All right. Well,
I like
okay.
The stepdad.
Couple things. Yeah. Sounds like there's a little more going on at home other than your sister just being crazy.
A lot of
and
chaos.
Your parents being great.
A lot of chaos.
Could you
Is
agree
your dad
with that?
In the picture at all?
Did you see your dad? Do you still see him?
Oh yeah. My dad and I actually get along really well. He's my favorite parent.
But still chaos. Yeah. A lot of chaos though.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Well, listen, Katie. Chaos, Katie. I'm sorry, Jamie. I was looking at the next call. but I am going to use Chaos, Katie, when I get there. Jamie.
Yeah.
You're three times a week is fine. Your husband didn't have a lot of experience before he met you, so you're kind of breaking his hymen in, and it's going to take him a while to find his groove. If he does. Also, you got a little anger built up in you, and you may be putting a little pressure on him, and he may not be handling it too well.
You think he feels like maybe he's not performing as well, so maybe he kind of stays clear a little bit.
Nothing so overt as that.
Yeah, but guys, inexperienced guys don't handle pressure very well. Mm-hmm. Experienced guys like myself, we just give a little grab a tuft of hair and a little slap on the ass, you know, and call us all right.
Well, how is the sex with him? I mean, how do you guys?
Yeah, you love it.
Is the sex good between the two of you when you do have it?
Yeah.
No. You're not satisfied.
Does he give you oral sex?
Yeah.
Is he good at it?
Yeah.
He is?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so what are you complaining about then?
Just that it's always
more
squished into a billion other things, and we're both, like, annoyed and stressed out. And just,
you want
like,
the big romantic fairy tale.
And why
thing,
is that
right?
His fault that you're squishing it in?
We both do.
Why is that his fault?
Isn't that usually how it works? They squish it in, and then
you think
that's,
he can be
isn't that what intercourse is?
Katie's angry at men.
Yes, she's angry at men.
That sort of passing comment of her stepdad wasn't abusive; he was just sort of mean
a
to them,
guy,
and
yeah.
You know, I mean, think about what that does. Let me explain something to everybody. Women's minds are. They're like sponges, whereas guys' minds are like anvils. You know, there's nothing penetrates our mind, for good or for bad.
Did you say anthills?
Anvil.
Okay.
The thing you make horseshoes on.
Exactly. Point proof.
But I
right
could
here.
Crush an ant.
With your head.
The point is you take a girl who's 12, you take some prick of a stepdad who just walks around the house, maybe feels a little threatened by him sexually or physically, feels like the guy doesn't like her or want her there. It could freak her out. And Jamie over here is a little freaked out and angry.
Having sex three times a week, guys oral, putting up, but it's not what she wants.
I had sex three times a year when I was married. I mean, that's pretty good.
And she's angry with him for not.
She's going to sabotage this thing in a second.
Yeah.
You got to deal with
maybe
those anger issues.
Maybe that's what she wants to do.
Oh, it is.
You know?
Yeah, and they've been together for
five years.
Yeah, this thing ain't going to. This thing might make it. It may be over before the show's over.
But good luck to you.
Well.
Get some counseling.
Yeah.
Don't have any kids.
Talk to him.
Don't
communication, man.
And let
talk
me tell
the guy some slack.
Here's the thing. Is 23-year-old virgin guys are ill-equipped to deal with
this. I was just going to say, one of the things he needs to be able to do is understand the space she needs in order to feel sexual. He's got to be able to have time focus where they're having dialogue and
she
talking.
She needs to talk to him, not talk on the phone
to you
guys.
I mean,
talk to him.
Yeah, but for a young male that age, the whole notion of sort of creating intimate contact and space for intimacy is a very difficult thing for him to master. And so she's got to kind of show him and tell him what she needs in order to feel intimate, and she's too angry to do that.
Yeah.
The whole idea of squishing everything in as opposed to creating time and space for real intimate contact.
You know where my space for intimacy is?
Between the okay sign and your finger?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's right.
And you just squish it in there.
Actually, I go this
don't
side. Yeah, but
though,
that's my space.
If he hasn't
thumb
had
and
sex in basically
you
his whole
squish
life,
it right there.
Drew, don't you think he'd want to have sex more, though?
Three times a week is about where.
If he was a virgin, all of a sudden he's like, "Whoop-de-doo! Now I get to have sex."
He's a graduate student, though, and they've married a while.
Yeah, and I think he feels her anger, her hostility, and her pressure, and his
three times a week is
about.
I think
average.
That's it. I think Adam's got that.
Thank you.
Three times a week.
No guy likes to be pressured.
Katie,
take the pressure off.
You're 23.
Yes. Hi. How are you guys doing?
Good.
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 How you
I
doing?
I just wanted to first say that I'm a really big fan of your show. I've been listening for about 8 years. And I don't know your guests, but I'm sure that they're great, too. And I want to say thank you for my call.
All right.
I could explain who they were, and you would know them. But I don't have that time.
Go ahead.
It's near the end of your guys' show, so I'll try and keep it brief.
Yeah.
I've been seeing this guy for about 6 months, and I really like him. But early on in the relationship, he let me know that he liked to use drugs. And I don't. For whatever reason, I'm kind of against drugs and just don't use them. And so one time I asked him, what's your favorite drug? And he said acid. And I said, how many times have you done it? And he said, I don't know, over 200.
Woo.
Wow.
Yeah, I know. And
here's the deal. Here's the deal with that. For one thing, usually only alcoholic addicts take acid that many times. Not that they're getting addicted to acid, but that they're in that frame of seeking relief or seeking regulation from substances. And that many hits of acid will cause depression over the long term. Guaranteed.
I guess that's kind of what I'm worried about in terms of our long-term future, whatever you may call it. Because what's hard for me is I haven't seen him do drugs because he's studying to be an EMT, so he can't do any drugs.
Yeah,
it's a great job for a guy who's taken over 200 hits.
I hate to say it,
flashbacks.
You need to read my book. You need to read a book. Cracked.
Okay, can I ask you, Dr. Drew? I'm a teacher. I'm in a teaching program, so I'm very broke. If you would have any extra copies, I would love to read your book. Could you?
Lauren, can we
extra Where's copies?
I've got some I'm sending out.
You don't got 18 bucks, sweetie?
Okay, really, I have tons of student loans, and the program
doesn't... All right, hold on.
Let me explain something.
She's a teacher.
Winnie Rose
ticket. No, it's okay. You can
he has a huge... No, no, listen.
I want to send her the book.
He's got a big monthly nut. You get hit with the luxury car tax. You get hit with the gas guzzler tax. He's got the 400-horsepower Beamer out there. That house. You know
that
what the
new
water...
One?
He's got a spread. He's
got 760, that new one?
He's got the 5, the M5.
Yeah, but it's tax deductible. Give her the book.
Laura, would you send her the book? This
just
online?
The landscape Two. Lighting sure. alone and a place the size he's living in is...
That's why we need a new governor.
Of maybe thousands
right
of dollars
just
a
lighting.
Month.
Just
irrigation,
energy.
Landscape lighting. The dry, you burn 4 or 5 gallons alone with that car. You're just making it up your driveway.
If you vote for Dr. Drew, you get everyone gets a free book.
All right. All right.
So Katie will get. I'll get her a book.
All right. I think we'll take care of Katie. She's a dynamite lady. We'll.
I think it would help her.
I think it would too. And if somebody says I've taken over 200 hits of acid, that means something, and you can expect the acid to rear its ugly head at some point. Mm-hmm. All right?
If it hasn't already.
Right. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back. Sound of that song, we know it's the end of the show. But I want to thank Peter and Ethan for coming in here tonight. The movie, Stealing Time. Go to stealingtime-themovie.com. Find out where it's playing. Guys, thanks for coming in.
Hey,
thanks for having us.
Back anytime when you got another project to promote. We need to give some thanks for things they're doing. I want to thank Engineer Chris for doing a great job. Engineer
he's been doing that
Anderson, the magic fingered one, for sliding those potentiometers. I want to thank Phone Screener Tara, Don't Call My Tar, goddamn, for doing a spectacular
Whatever.
Job. Except for last night, which was really bad. And Brian, too, same thing. Great job.
Way to go, but
not last night. Last night, bad calls. Not necessarily their fault. Anyway, great job. I want to thank producer Ann for putting her feminine stink on the show all week long. And, of course, junior producer Lauren for doing such a wonderful job. And finding Godzuki when all the great minds could not. And Chris Carter matching up. And, of course, my good friend Dr. Drew has been having a tough week, kids. Be easy on him. So
Thank you.
Next time, this is Adam Carolla for Dr. Drew saying mahalo.
You're an ant-crushing, ambidextrous man.
This has been Loveline. The opinions expressed on this show are not necessarily those of the staff, management, sponsors, or this station. The producer for Loveline is Ann Ingold. Loveline is a presentation of Westwood One Entertainment.